Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bam, 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 bam. Hey, here we go. Johnny, hit him with the new theme song for Showtime, the bonus podcast. Here we go.
It's time for the Showtime podcast with Klein and Jake. Johnny and Allie, who's not here, but she'll be here. Oh, wait, here she is. Go, Allie. Ah.
We have a theme song now. Oh, boy.
It's more of the show. If you weren't sure, if you wanted more show, congratulations, because you chose more of the show. You're gonna be disappointed, or maybe not. But we recommend you get really high to listen. La 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 la. Make sure you're high at your job right now.
It's Shover time.
That is the new theme song. We worked on that for the last 3 months. And we're thrilled to debut it for you this morning here on Klein Alley Shover Time, episode number Who Cares? It's a bonus show. Is that the prison mail?
Yeah, we got some prison mail.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't give us a shiv.
Can't believe we're waiting to open prison mail till the bonus show. This should have been 8 a.m.
Well, it's 3 pages long, so I don't think we really had time to go through it.
Oh, I disagree.
Before we...
I don't know why it is that...
Is it from guy or girl jail?
Let's see. Does it say girl jail?
Well, that's kind of bad, so it looks like it was from guy jail.
There are hearts all over the envelope, so I'm going to assume that's guy jail. Definitely guy jail. I think every jail becomes girl jail after a few months, right? That looks like it. It's interesting they're still giving out that hole punch, you know, the same paper we used to write on in high school.
I know, college ruled. Yeah. This is just a throwback, man.
Throwback.
And you can see at the beginning his penmanship is really great, and then by the end it's really unhinged.
This is part of the reason I know you're a filthy animal, Allie, is that you have no problem handling this envelope with the letter and all this with your bare hands.
What do you think it has on it?
I think this guy has probably jerked into that thing a few times, rubbed his dong all over the paper.
Yep. Prison dong.
Is everyone saying yes? Is everyone agreeing with
this?
Yeah, Jake knows.
All over, man.
Oh, yeah. I would have rubbed my dick all over that. If
I was in prison, I would have fucked that paper 40 times.
Before anything in my house. My dick's been on it.
Yeah. The fact that you're raw dogging that letter.
How else do you move in?
Allie just opened that. I think she actually just opened the envelope with her mouth. She tore it open.
This was already open.
Well, that's
Nicole Alvarez said she read the entire thing.
She did?
Yeah, man. So she was all up in this guy's dick.
Wow. This guy gets around.
Yeah.
What's it say? Is it like threatening or is it nice?
Let me begin to say, over the years, your station has been there for me for the good times and bad times. God, I'm get all emotional. But being in prison, weeping is only a sign of weakness, so I'm trying to fight back the tears. My dad brought me up telling me that men don't cry.
But they do rub their dicks on letters.
And I just did that.
You better believe it.
Man, just to let you know, your station brought out the best in me. High school teenage years with you guys was badass, smiley face. You know, all those 12-inch... Oh.
dongs all over this letter.
The letters, yes.
Hope you're not touching this with your bare hands.
Extended remix were bomb. Remixes were bomb. Beth, in ninth grade, you guys inspired me to form my own new wave punk group.
Hey, cool.
We were called Animated Characters. Ooh, that is a terrible band name. Oof. And I took after all the groups you guys played, and then he names a bunch of groups. We would, talking about his 10th grade, I joined my friend Dean Fisher's punk band. This is just all the bands that he joined. Another one was called Paranoid Pam.
Less about you, more about us. I mean, get back to how we've been so inspirational.
Anyways, you guys want to know something? Check this shit out.
Oh, here we go.
So when I was in this other prison,
fuck yeah,
which bordered Boise, Idaho, and Oregon, being the biggest city for the radio stations, TV was. Anyway, there was a fucking stupid ass radio station called The River. They were a wannabe K-Rock. I ain't lying. This station had a dumbass commercial that goes with the theme song from Lone Ranger, and the DJ says, "You remember when that masked man was the Lone Ranger?" Not really. Fuck. Showing my age.
I'd kill for that spot, man. I can't believe we didn't get the Lone Ranger money on our K-Rock.
And there was a... Now he goes on about the station.
You didn't pre-read this letter, huh? You're just doing this all now?
I just fucking said it's 3 pages long.
Oh, I thought you pre-read it and had the good parts picked
when
out.
When would I have pre-read this? We've been with each other the entire time.
When Johnny was doing the theme song and you weren't here.
No, literally, as I walked out of the room, I grabbed it and walked in here and thought maybe there'd be some stuff in here, and then immediately you just told me to read it.
Oh, I thought that letter was for Nicole. That was for us?
Yeah, this is for... It's addressed to us.
This is addressed to...
Actually, K-Rock 106.7 Management.
Yeah. Oh. It's not addressed to us at all. We're currently...
Nicole came in and said someone wrote you guys a letter.
Oh, well, eventually it must get to something about us in there. And that first part was a real bore.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, I'm not saying they should
put
this...
Why don't you guys talk and I'll see if there's something...
Execute this guy, but I mean, the letters are not great, so throw him on the chair. You know, we devoted a lot of this podcast to this letter we got from a prison.
Let's see.
We do get letters from time to time. Every letter is a creepy letter to get, I think, these days. And I know some people still think it's romantic and sweet to get a nice handwritten letter, but I find it mostly it's weird.
Prison pen pals should come back, though. I want a prison pen pal.
I like the prison pen pal concept, just for the kanji,
write back to this guy.
But also, what's this guy in for?
Like,
he's in
for my jizz all over the...
Yeah, table. Allie, rub this on your badge and get it back to him ASAP. I'm telling you, they'd sell that, they'd probably trade that for a good honey bun behind bars.
Yeah.
If you sent back a piece of paper and said, "I rub my vag all over this, enjoy in prison," you'd probably make that guy's fucking life. Come on,
Should I just write back one page that says, "I rubbed my vag all over this," signed Allie?
Yeah, and we'll put it in, instead of you, we'll put it in Jake's armpit instead and send it back.
He's like, "Oh, fuck, that's the sweetest vag I ever smelled."
You send him a pair of our underwear.
Oh, man, they would love it. Yeah. But it won't be yours.
No.
No, give him some from that panty haul.
Yeah, I'll give him some panty haul stuff. There's a list of new bands that he likes that were playing on K-Rock.
I bet you what's not on there is Role Model.
No, it's not. Dayglow, The Marías, Hush, this fucking radio station is funny because the DJ said that someone called and wanted to hear... I don't know, guys. I can't read half this letter. I'm really trying to find something interesting.
Oh, that writing gets really
I hate
bad.
This fucking life, I swear to God.
Oh,
I have
Jesus.
Not seen my daughter since she was 9, and she's 36 with a baby boy.
Oh.
Why did God deal me a fucking bad hand? Thank you, K-Rock. Love you guys.
Man, that's this closer right there?
Yeah, that's his ending.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I want to check out of this prison, motherfucker. But I got my daughter to think about.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
My dreams never came true. I wanted to get signed. I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Hey, listen, now he's got a story. He's got to get out of there. Once you're out of there now, he's got a good backstory. He's way more interesting than a lot of these losers that work in this industry.
Well, he's got free meals, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but
free
I think meals, they're pretty shitty meals.
Schedule.
Yeah, better than what I'm eating.
Yeah, this guy used to send demo records to independent... like labels and stuff to try and get signed.
Well, I get it.
And now he's in prison.
That's the grind, though. I mean, listen, everyone's got that story.
No, this is the grind.
Oh, Allie's rubbing it on her bench.
Allie's
just
Now you know what sex face is this.
I'm nauseous right now. Allie just rubbed herself all over that envelope. She made a paper cut of that.
Makes it better.
Well, anyway.
The sting I like.
You got to write return to sender on that.
Making the dogs all wince.
Yeah. That was weird.
Even the dog is trying to get out of here.
Oh, man. That's not good.
He's by the door.
He's trying to let me out of here.
He's looking at me like, please open
Someone
it.
Has marked this territory and
He's
I need to
going,
leave.
Why have I been dealt this hand?
Allie just made a sex noise and rubbed herself on the envelope and the dogs in the room have tried to leave. Well, that's a good indication. All right, well, prisoners, thanks for listening.
Can I bring up the fact that, and I don't even think this was on the air, but Patrick Warburton admitted that at one point he had 7 dogs, but is now down to 5 dogs. And nobody thinks that that's absurd. But if someone said, I have 7 cats, they would immediately think there's something
think
psychologically wrong with
you. No, people think it's absurd both ways. My buddy who was just visiting, who I did the journal about, he has 6 dogs. I'm like, you're fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, but are they those little ones? Because I feel like the little ones don't count.
Yeah,
like
people can have Jack Russell Terriers.
Yeah, so if you just have like a pet, it's like the queen
Still
had a pack of corgis, and it was just like, whatever, she's got a bunch of corgis. But if
6
you have
is too many.
Yes,
he was telling me how glad he was to be out here because like the dogs are trying to drive him nuts because every morning they wake him up at 6 no matter what day it is.
Sounds like you really hate your friend.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
No. But as far as Patrick Warburton was saying, I actually see a guy like that. He's a real man's man. He's probably got a nice plot of land, a lot of outdoor space.
He's like Caesar Milan shit, right?
Yeah,
like
I think you need to have a lot of. Like, it doesn't seem weird for me for a guy like that to have 6 dogs.
And the dogs like probably have a purpose and shit, right?
They probably do things. Like that dog's going to plow. I feel like he's got stuff. Whereas you just have a bunch of cats in your place, and I think that you got to do the math on size of place. And what are they doing and how many animals?
Well, I wish that even just one of them could take care of the rat issue because we started seeing them again.
Oh, man. You got rats again?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of the cats was trying to get through the screen door to get out one of them. And I was like, God, I wish I could just let you out and you could fucking take care of this.
Do that vagina move to the envelope at home. All the rats will scurry. Run off that thing like it's the Titanic. They'll jump out of that.
Rat
exodus.
I should take care. I create my own pest control place.
Yeah, that'd be so great.
Just rub my vagina all over.
Johnny, we found out Patrick was telling us that the one impression he does is the father of the girl you used to bang.
Oh, from that TV show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he does a great impression of him. He was doing it for us. We said, we should have to call Johnny and yell at him. He gave my daughter crabs.
Yeah. No, vice versa, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
She gave you crabs?
I don't know if I should. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, we could say it.
Not crabs, though.
Not crabs, but like
she gave you the sip?
Something happened, and I was just like,
what
the
fuck? It was definitely from her?
Yeah, because there was nobody else at the time, and I was like, man, what the hell? And
what happened? Did you go to the doctor and get tested?
I didn't have insurance, so I was just like, fuck, what do I do?
Yeah, but there's free STD checks everywhere.
Somehow
don't
I couldn't find it at that time. Yeah, but I couldn't find it like anywhere. And they were like, oh, minimum visit's like $100.
What?
At the time, I wasn't balling like that, so I was just
we
like.
We should do an STD test on the air.
Johnny's spinoff is Everybody Loves Syphilis.
Huh? Yeah, it's Everybody Loves Syphilis.
Is that what it was?
Maybe he's not dumb. Maybe he's just getting that disease that you get, the brain
disease. Yeah, that attacks your brain.
Oh,
syphilis.
Yeah, that'll get
people
yeah.
used to die of syphilis.
Now I feel like we can't do Johnny Doesn't Know anymore because now we're making fun of a guy who's got
syphilis
in the brain.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But you may have syphilis brain, dude.
That, I think.
Did he really work with her dad?
And that's not what I said. Oh, man, that's the syphilis brain.
No, what did you say?
He does one impression of a celebrity.
Wow.
And the celebrity he told us he does an impression of, and then he did the impression. It was pretty good.
Really?
We're like, oh, Johnny, that guy you met on the way in here used to bang that guy's daughter.
You didn't say that to him.
Yeah,
I fucking did. Why would I not? Why would I not say it to him? What do you think You think I want to have a conversation about his projects?
I don't know.
This is way more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think we should do an STD test on the air to determine.
Now,
we can all get. We can now. What's this? A guest TD, Klein? A real guest TD?
A live guest TD?
We have to figure out which one he caught because he did
all
catch
right,
one.
First one up. This letter.
That letter has it all.
Now it has 2.
Allie's going to be like, those were not mine. Those were the prisoners. I'm interested in doing that. How would we get someone to come in and do that for us? We were looking
That's
to fill
it. It's like
we had an open space tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, well, there's any number of companies, especially like those nonprofits, that for safety reasons, they want to offer people free STD tests.
Is it instant, like pregnancy test? We can find that right away if
yeah,
we what we got?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Would you be okay with them giving the results live on the air?
I'm not doing this. Johnny's doing this.
Oh, I thought we're all doing it.
No.
Wait.
I know my results.
She's known her results for the last like 15, 20 years.
No, but it'll be
so funny if they say it again. If they're like, one of you has, that's so great. One of you has the herp. One of you has SIF.
But will this work for me though? Because I've had the same partner for the last like year.
I don't think, if you never treated it, I don't think it goes away on its own, dude.
So she's got SIF.
No,
is what
I don't
saying.
Think she has SIF.
Congratulations. Happy early Father's Day. You've got SIF. Well, it'll be interesting to find out what we're dealing with. I thought at one point we had no STDs as a show. Now it sounds like we got them all.
When did we have no STDs as a show?
I thought we asked this question at one point. We were all clean. At least we all claimed to be.
No. I think if we all test, almost all of us will have something without even realizing it. You probably have something.
I
think you have HPV at least.
Yeah, but
you're probably
HPV,
a carrier.
If
like,
you've ever had sex, you got HPV.
Well, it's from fucking that goat. You probably caught something.
I caught
goat AIDS.
I caught feta.
She had me for a second. I was like, damn, what, Klein's got a salacious life or
I
something?
Didn't fucking
and
goat.
Then she's like the fucking goat. But, God damn it.
But the reality is, I would be curious. The last time I was tested, I was clean, but that was, you know, a while. That was probably
before you met your wife, probably, right? Or right after?
Well, it'd be really bad if I caught an STD since I met my wife, because that would lead to a whole bunch of questions. Even if I just said it was probably dormant, I had it before you. But I would say that
dormant?
Yeah, I'm scared too, just for that part he brought up right there. Like, what if it's from the past?
People start playing the timetable game and going, like, how do you have, because I remember one time I burnt my lip on a shish kebob because I couldn't wait to eat the meat off the shish kebob mm-hmm. when I took it off the grill, and I burned it and it puffed up like a crate.
I remember that. That was gnarly.
Oh, you remember that when I did that?
Yeah, it looked weird.
And Danielle's like, what is that? I'm like, I burned my mouth on a shish kebob skewer. And she goes, that looks like a herpes. And I was like, it's not a herpes. And she's like, we've been together for, you haven't been, you know, this is like we were kind of newly married or something. And I was like, I swear to you.
Oh, why would maybe I didn't know you then.
I think I've done that a few times.
Oh. It's very sad.
I think I burnt my mouth.
Because we don't need that test.
I still haven't learned. Yeah. I did it again yesterday.
It's always so hot, guys.
Just have a new outbreak.
Just, as we're officially in grilling season, I want to warn you, when you take the shish kebabs off the, remember the skewer is very hot.
Yeah.
Do not put your lip on it. And she was upset. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I burnt my lip on a shish kebab.
Again.
She's like, I heard that. I'm upset about that now. More than the other. She's like, I was hoping you were cheating.
So you tested right after you met her and you were clean?
No, I met her. I tested before I moved to L.A.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I was clean. And then in L.A., I worked for Playboy for a couple of years.
Yeah, so.
And then I met her.
You probably caught stuff just in the studio.
Oh,
yeah, that is possible. I did share a chair with Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn for a while.
Right.
Those are like legendary porn stars. We shared the same seat.
Oh, wow. They probably... This is why you're all paranoid about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I believe it, too, because I digitized all your old photos from your old camcorder when I was going through Klein's whatever tapes.
You digitized my old photos?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
Oh, I digitized them for you.
This is what you groomed them for.
Yeah.
Well, where the hell are they?
I do all
when are you going to tell me you had these?
I just did it, and I put it back in your box, and I threw it on a flash drive for you.
But you didn't say anything. So
I just did it for you. I'm sorry. I just went through it.
I don't even know where the flash drive is you're talking about.
It's in
I threw that away.
I'm sure you did. I think I probably threw it out.
No. I asked Justin the engineer for a flash drive, and I threw all your photos from your old camcorder and your little like.
What was on there? What was on there?
Well, we saw the Playboy photos, NSFW.
They were?
I thought so.
On my camcorder?
Your little.
Oh my God! You fucking creep.
Your silver. No.
Was that my toilet? Hey, tell me that's on my toilet cam. Wait, which one is that?
Your little digital camera, like back in the day, you know, like in 2008. When
the flip one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there was like a lot of like naked girls in the raid in the station, and I was like, whoa.
To be fair, when I went on the Playboy morning show, it was like I was the only woman there that was clothed.
Yeah, and whoa. She tried to come in naked, and we kept throwing clothes
at her.
No,
it was like, they were like, okay, we've got some guests before you. You know, there's like these three girls that were in front of me, and of course, they're all like, you know, not in a lot already. And I'm like, okay. And I'm out of place from the beginning. And they're like, okay. And then we're going to let you girls know, you know, 30 seconds before you go on so you can get ready. And so she goes, okay, there's 30 seconds left. And they all just fucking take off their, like, they're all fully nude with their vaginas out. And I was like, what?
And Allie was so excited.
And then they left and they went in the room and they did their segment and they came out and then I went in.
Allie wasn't booked as Allie was booked to clean up the clothes. We had her in there to
Did you get naked or anything? Or why were you there?
No, absolutely not. No, I
Why were you there?
Why were you there?
You invited me on the show. Yes, and
that.
I don't know why.
I think I knew why, because I heard I at the time.
Because you had gotten the job at Live 105.
Yeah.
And you were trying to find people to do the show with
I was
you.
Trying to find a chemistry test. And I didn't want to meet outside of work. So I said, I'll just book her on the show and see if we have any rapport.
Yeah. And I had just started working at Playboy Radio, just doing like a weekly radio show because of a video that I had done, like a comedy video. And so even when I went in to interview at Playboy, they were acting as if I was interviewing to become a Playboy model.
Yeah, they only
and they
had
were like,
one.
They only have one application
yeah,
process.
It's so funny. The first question is like measurements. And you're like, I thought I was here for a podcast.
I know. And they told me to wear what I wore in the video, which was like a funny version of a sexy outfit. So I was in the even the elevator getting to the Playboy level. Yeah. I was in the elevator with all these super hot women, and it was just awkward, like, silence. And then this girl was like, so have you shot with them before? And I was like, no, I'm not, and I don't. And then, like, I filled out this application with a bunch of questions, like clients saying,
it's like
measurements
turn-ons,
and, like,
turn-offs.
Are you willing to do full frontal and all this stuff? And I was like, what the fuck? And then they brought me into another room that had an all-white bathroom with, like, a hose, like, you could hose off. Off in one corner. It was so weird.
Oh, it's my goat room.
Yeah. And then they brought me out to a photo shoot, which I was like, what is this? And they were like, yeah, we're just going to take your picture.
They did?
Yes.
For any
I didn't know this.
And I was like, I'm not a model. Like, I'm not trying to be a Playboy model. And they were like, yeah, I know, but like, this is just what we do with all of our applicants.
Oh, you
and
know
I
what?
Was like,
Playboy did have a prank show. They did for a while.
That's not what.
This didn't sound
doing.
Like a prank show.
No, they did a prank show, and they did pull pranks like this on people like you.
No, that's not.
It couldn't
true.
Be a prank show.
No, it wasn't. They said we do this for everybody, and I was like, okay. And then they're like doing side. I've never seen the pictures.
But wait, I'm really like. Did
and
you
then
get
they
na-
interviewed me for, and they said we want you to give you a show.
But did you get naked though for like any of this?
No, I didn't. I was
how
just,
many times did I ask that fucking question? She says no every fucking time.
No, she didn't answer yet, and I was just like, wait.
Answer Johnny's question.
Yeah.
First.
So if you
no, I was not naked.
So they let you keep your clothes on.
Same question you're asking.
Oh my god, you're just wording it differently.
Did you ever take your clothes off?
Yes. Sorry, I was naked through this whole thing. I don't know if I mentioned
wow.
That.
If you ask the question enough, you finally get the answer that you're looking for.
But I have, like...
What do you have? You have evidence of this?
No.
I didn't know any of this shit happened.
Did this is when you came dressed as, like, the Quaker? From your Quaker... You were dressed like a Quaker girl
no,
in
no, no,
YouTube
no.
Video?
That was Colonist Gone Wild. That was another video that I did. But,
damn.
But...
Now they're really playing the sex card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was showing my ankles in that one.
Yeah, that's good shit. Right?
But this was a fake audition video that I did. This is what I was wearing.
Let me describe it for people that are listening.
She's wearing a gray low-cut shirt, and her boobs look big on it.
So this is what I wore to the audition. So if you could see it, I'm wearing
play the audio. Hold it up.
Audition. I am 5'5", I'm 22, I'm a 32B in a good bra and a 32D in a drugstore bra. I know there's another Allie Johnson who wants to be a Playboy Playmate, and I know that because when I search on the YouTube, she comes up before my name, which makes sense because she's really buoyant. I hate it when
so this is what I...
That's what you wore to the audition.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. I'm wearing like a.
Oh, what is
I don't
that,
even
a bra?
Know what you call it.
Is that a drugstore
like,
bra?
Call your alarm.
Is that no, some kind like of like a, teddy thing?
Yeah, I guess it would be called a
it's
teddy.
It's like the bra is black and then the teddy is black, but it's sheer. You can see through it.
Yeah.
It looks like you got caught in a net, kind of.
That's what I showed up to Playboy in.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
I don't really know how to describe what this is.
How
it's like pink
even...
underwear with like a black see-through teddy over.
You drove all the way to that building in Burbank in that thing?
Well, I was wearing clothes over it. And
oh,
then,
you were? Oh,
and
good.
Then in that weird white room where everyone fucked, I took the pants off.
No one
off.
Fucked in
you
the white
first
room.
First met Klein in that?
No, I didn't meet her. I'd never
No, this was the first time I went into Playboy.
Yeah,
and then after I started doing the radio show, then it was like, oh, I met Klein. He introduced himself. And then that's when I got naked.
They gave me a pile of this, all these shows they were testing out. And they said, you want to listen to these and see if any of these are any good? And they
to
were
be
all,
fair, they were putting anybody on.
Yeah, they were anyone showed up, you got a show. But I did hear all the shows. And I thought
show.
The shows were all bad. I heard her show. It was terrible. But then I heard Allie's show. And I didn't think that was good either. But I liked Allie's voice.
Me because I think that they make me stand outside with no bra on. I like filthy, dirty change on me because I think there's something a little too perfect about being clean.
That's her pouring pennies on herself in slow-mo.
Pennies on myself. Goodbye really to the penny.
Yeah, peace. R.I.P. Penny. Yeah, wait, it was a hot video. We should post that video.
Wait, so you said Jake auditioned for this show too?
Yep. Jake auditioned for everything in this town for
they
the
last
like
guys
years.
Do it too?
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Wait, you so did?
You had to get naked?
No, that's just sarcasm.
You had to get naked?
Jake, did you get naked? Be honest.
I got naked, but I didn't apply for the show.
Yeah. Jake, did you ever have to get naked, Corey?
I was naked a few times there for different things. We did like a Playboy Spring Break thing where I got naked.
How naked? Like,
well, we used to play a weekly. You know how we do like the Lie Day Friday and shit around here now? We did a thing back then called Know It or Show It where people would come in. It was a trivia game. And if you didn't know the answers, you had to lose a piece of clothing. And I think a few times a contestant wouldn't show up and I would have to step in.
So you'd have to flash your dong to the DJ?
I don't know what your. I don't even know how to answer that question.
No, he put it on a letter and then gave it to the DJ.
Yeah, I rubbed it on an envelope and I mailed it. I was the DJ, you fucking idiot.
Well, DJ?
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, it's been a great episode. We've taken a trip down memory lane here. Yeah. We've read some prison mail. And
I have
now
some more Playboy questions.
Now we're going to get out of here. One more question, Johnny. Did Allie get naked?
No. Did you ever have to have sex on air and record it? Like in the movie Private Parts when he has that girl humping the speaker?
Did I
phone?
Ever do that? No, I never had sex. No one, no.
Did so nobody people, had did, sex on air?
You weren't technically allowed to, but I think that we definitely skirted the line a few times.
But on Sirius, I feel like there would be different rules.
Yeah. No, the rules were, I think there was still a rule. You could not. We had a list of rules. It was really funny. It hung by the microphone. It said something like, no incest.
Oh, funny.
No rape.
Oh, yikes.
These were like topics, I think.
They had to put that on the wall?
Yeah, as like a reminder for people.
No, by the way, guys, no rape.
No. God damn it, that's what I was going to talk about.
They had to do
no
that.
No to rape it. We're going to do it next week.
There's no incest, no rape, no.
I kept thinking of things that rhymed with rape.
Yeah.
The funny thing was the third thing was like no food in studio. And I was like, that got, I was like, that got below no rape. I think that was like maybe above no rape or something. I remember the order being vicious. Seemed very off. Anyway, it was a different time. But Johnny, and then there was no penetration was allowed in the studio.
But you could give oral and stuff.
No.
That's not penetration.
Sure. Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yes.
What?
Ruling, Allie? Is that really
penetration?
Yeah,
if you're penetrating anyone's body.
Oh, like a dick is penetrating someone's mouth?
Or any penetration was not
but
allowed.
But I think if someone could orgasm on there, though.
The answer is that it was not supposed to happen, but that was one of the things that we skirted the line a few times.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I orgasmed every morning.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Accidentally. All right, still well, that's does. It. That's all we have. Still do, by the way, Allie. I wanted to point that out. When you do the ADD news, every morning.
Gross.
Yeah.
Do your noise. Do your noise.
Oh.
God.
Oh, here come the goats.
No,
all right, we got to go.
The dog's trying all to get right. out again.
All right, bye. Have a good day. Thanks for putting up with us, and thanks for hanging out with the bonus show. And we got the tiny towels coming soon. I know you guys probably all want them since you're the real ones. Those will be arriving to the K-Rock studios either tomorrow or Friday, and we need them just to clean up from this episode and rub them all over Allie.
Yeah.
Wee.
We'll just keep re-ending the show so Jake has to keep weeing at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again next time. Until then, we'll see you around.
Are we?
And we're going to do another show next week at the same time.
Fuck!
Shorter time. Wednesday.
Wee.
And that'll do it for this episode of Klein Alley Showtime. Thanks for it.
This the end.
We gotta play the theme song now.
You made it through a Showtime. Congratulations.
Wee, wee,
do you
wee,
still
wee.
Have your clothes on? Because we don't.
Yeah, wee.
Wee.
All right, that'll do it. Bye bye.
All right,
wee.
See ya.
Wee.
I don't think I hit record.
Oh, shit. Wee.
That's really empowering for women.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, Here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.